Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is January 29th. We're in the month of Clarity, which is part of the discipline of perception. Today's theme, keep it simple. I'll go ahead and jump into the passage. At every moment, keep a sturdy mind on the task at hand. As a Roman and human being, doing it with strict and simple dignity, affection, freedom, and justice, giving yourself a break from all other considerations. You can do this if you approach each task as if it is your last, giving up every distraction, emotional subversion of reason, and all drama, vanity, and complaint over your fair share. You can see how mastery over a few things makes it possible to live an abundant and devout life, for if you keep watch over these things, the gods won't ask for more. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 2.5. Our journal prompt today, am I keeping a sturdy mind on the task at hand? I know I'm lacking in this ability to keep a sturdy mind on the task in front of me. Thoughts of what my next step is or what my last was coming from come flooding in and distract me from what's necessary in the moment. Dignity is a subject that almost eludes me. I don't really have self-respect or pride. This is likely from comparing myself to others. I allow myself to get lost in distractions and sometimes other people's business. It's unproductive to get wrapped up in all these aversions from rationality. Overthinking is a recurring pastime of mine. For one might think it's my favorite thing to do. It would be great if it was only about one or two things. Unfortunately, that's not the case. I'm worried about finances, how people view me, and what the heck I'm doing with my life. Marcus, in his passage, is discussing how when letting go of everything that could hinder our tasks, that we find mastery over them. I argue that the tasks I'm doing are unnecessary, or at the very least, not moving me in the direction I want. So, shouldn't I be more concerned about getting that figured out before making sure that I'm not distracted from the endeavors that I confidently can say are not aligned with me? Enjoying a break from these distractions just isn't my jam, and I understand that this may hinder me. However, if I am taking a break from worrying about my position in life, I will not be able to change it. In fact, I would argue that these prompts are enabling me to overthink on a regular basis. I'm pushed to reflect on what I am doing and if the work is good or deep. Action is still a prerequisite for results and progression. The way I see it, I need to start taking more action and not bother with what it might mean as much as I do now. Mindfulness is a practice that I have had the opportunity to learn more through various resources. The ability to bring yourself into the present is important. I need to continue training my mind to be sturdy and unmoved by distractions, vanities, and all drama. The here and now is all I have control over, not what has happened, nor what will happen. Therefore, I should not dwell on happenings that are in the past, are lost in the past, or try to live out a future that isn't guaranteed, and instead focus on my task in front of me, where my intentionally focused mind will have the most impact. If I get good at handling the small tasks to make the whole, it will make the problem or day seem less daunting. In the spirit of keeping simple and keeping a sturdy mind, I want to remind myself to keep at the work. I just need to keep showing up to each task and performing it as if it was the last thing I might do. I want the way I work and the effort I put into something to be recognizable. I am confident that I have the power to weed out distractions and to know what work is most important, so that I have the pleasure of only focusing on the task at hand. This is going to wrap things up for today. I'm eager to learn more about myself and develop new and unused skills. I really enjoy journaling, and it helps me reflect daily, and I encourage everyone to try it out for a little while at least. I feel really good about getting these thoughts out, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best, and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.